Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy.
Good afternoon. This is Judy Neville, and I'm talking with you from Omaha, Nebraska. I have three pharmacy technicians as guests today, and our topic is about pharmacy technicians administering vaccination. So two of the guests we have online today are from here in Nebraska, and then we also have a technician who lives in Ohio. And so I'm just going to ask you ladies to go ahead and introduce yourself and just kind of tell us what type of pharmacy setting you work in and how long you've been working as a technician. Diana, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Diana Goosey, and I live in North Platte, Nebraska. I work in a hospital setting here, and I've been there for 7 years now.
Thanks, Diana. Sandy, how about you?
Yes, my name is Sandy Edmiston. I am from Georgetown, Ohio, and I work in a surgery center, a Cincinnati Eye Institute, where we compound medicines for the eye surgeries there. And I've been a certified pharmacy technician since 2003.
Okay, good. Yay. So a lot of years. I'm trying to do my math here. So
yes,
you know, basically about 20 years. Yeah, good.
Yes.
Okay, and then we have one more guest. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Jenna Siki. I work at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, Nebraska, and I work in our specialty pharmacy. I have been a pharmacy technician for 10 years, and I've been with Nebraska Medicine for the past 2 years.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for introducing. So again, we have some Nebraska, a couple of Nebraska techs and an Ohio tech. And I want to talk with you ladies about administering vaccination. So tell me, when you heard that you as a pharmacy technician could actually administer vaccination, what kind of thoughts went through your head?
I personally was so excited. I just felt like that was a kind of groundbreaking for our pharmacy technician career. It was something new and something exciting that I really wanted to get into.
Right. And why did you want to get into it? So yeah, I agree. Definitely new and exciting. What made you want to get into it? If you could kind of put your finger on it, what do you think were maybe one or two things?
I don't want to say that I was excited to stab people, but I was just really interested in being able to like help out our pharmacists and like ease some of their busyness. And, you know, if I can do something for them to, you know, ease their schedule and stay with the patient care, I just wanted to help out a lot.
Okay, that's fair. How about you other two ladies? What thoughts went through your head when you heard, and maybe how did you hear that pharmacy technicians had the ability to vaccinate, or were it was within the legal scope to do that? How did you hear about it? And what were your thoughts when you heard about it?
My pharmacy manager here at the Med Center told us about it, and I was so excited because I had formerly been a med aide, so I already knew how to give injections properly, but I knew that it was a great way for me to bring my skills to actually do something to help bring the pandemic closer to a close at that point in time, because it was still, I think, 2020 or 2021 when this happened, and we had felt really powerless to do anything to really help the pandemic. And at that point in time, I was just excited that I got to play a bigger role in helping that come to a close and helping people get back to normal by using my skill set.
Yeah,
I agree. That is awesome.
Yeah. And did you now, Jenna, when you kind of look back, so we're sitting at least a year later, and in some cases, 2 years later, since, you know, the vaccination or the opportunity started, do you feel like, you know, your thoughts were fulfilled, that you did have then some power and you were working towards, you know, helping your patients and helping the pharmacist?
Oh, absolutely. I moved to Omaha to work at the hospital in the middle of the pandemic, and we operated a vaccination clinic out in Millard, which is a suburb of Omaha. And I really got to impact my own community. And then I got the opportunity to work with FEMA, being a vaccinating technician, and I got to go all the way out to Virginia and administer vaccines. So I really got to help on a national basis, which is not something I expected when I got my vaccine certification, but it was such an exciting opportunity.
Wow. Okay. So I want to hear more about vaccinating through FEMA in Virginia, but let me give Sandy. Sandy, I don't think you had an opportunity to answer how you felt when you heard that technicians could vaccinate.
Oh, well, that's really exciting about getting to work for FEMA. And that is really a great opportunity to be able to do all that at a national level. So that sounds really exciting. For me, it was just another opportunity to kind of expand my pharmacy technician role. And once I found out that I could actually do that, then I just went ahead and looked into it and become certified. And then I actually got a retail pharmacy position job where I could just help out with the vaccinations. And besides the job that I do during the day, so I worked there part-time and on the weekends, just mainly helping with vaccinations and learning the whole process about all the paperwork that's involved with it. And it was really a great opportunity to help all the people that needed help at the time. It was really a busy time for us to do that. So it was a great experience.
Right, right. Busy, I think, is one of the key words. Very busy time. So let's kind of get down to the nitty gritty about kind of the feelings involved being a pharmacy technician, and you're used to dispensing medication, right? You're used to either compounding it, you know, working with a product or counting out the tablets, and certainly not used to touching our patient and administering the vaccination. So, you know, I just want to talk about feelings for a little bit. And Jenna, let me start with you. So tell me if you could estimate for me about how many vaccinations have you administered?
Wow, that is a hard thing to estimate at this point in time, but I know that I played a role in administering hundreds of vaccines, not just administering them, but also drawing them up and making sure that they were quality checked before they went out onto the floor at both our TBC and on our rotating clinics out in Virginia. And it was just amazing to see how many people showed up to get their vaccines, how many people were excited about it, and really give people hope at a point in time where everything seemed to be a little bit dark and gloomy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that certainly talks about a feeling, I think, of, like you said, empowered, you know, to help, and certainly a characteristic of a pharmacy technician. We're in the profession because we want to help people. How about your personal feelings with, you know, I've never administered a vaccination. I know you said as a med aide, you knew how. If you could think back to that time when you gave your first vaccination, like how did you feel beforehand? And then, you know, after vaccinating or having a hand in hundreds of vaccinations?
It definitely got easier as I went along, because when we were practicing giving vaccinations, we were practicing on our managers here at the med center. And it was funny because my manager, I lined up my first shot to give it to him, and it had been a while, so I had felt a little rusty anyways. And he goes, you know, I think maybe you should just do this a little bit higher than where you have it. And I was like, are you sure? Because my guide says to do it right here. And he's like, I don't know, I just feel more comfortable if you would put this up an inch or two. Mm-hmm. So I did it where he told me to. And he came back the next day with a ginormous bruise I had given him the shot. And so I teased him for the rest of that week because he had a bruise the size of a quarter. And I told him, if you would have just let me give you the shot where my guide told me to give it to you, I bet you wouldn't have had a bruise like that. And after that, I just followed my gut from there on out. And I never had that happen again where somebody bruised that bad from a shot.
Right. And especially and your boss.
Yeah.
Oh, funny, Jenna. Diana, how about you? How about your, I think you told me that you have vaccinated or administered at least 100 vaccinations.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you feel, you know, prior to your first vaccination versus after number 100?
Yeah. Well, on my very first day that I vaccinated, I did 52, I believe. We were having a clinic to at the hospital to give out the vaccinations. So I was vaccinating nurses, doctors, volunteers, just about everybody who worked at the hospital came to that clinic. And I myself did over 52 that day. But I was, my first one, I was a nervous wreck. I mean, I was used to practicing on my pharmacist, you know, but man, when it was like a real life person and that, yeah, but after that, you know, after you get the first one under your belt, it's just easy. It's just like nothing now, especially after I've done so many.
Right. Right. You know, I think key, I administered vaccination to in a long-term care, a nursing home. And I think what was key for me too, is having the pharmacist right there. You know, it helped with my comfort level, knowing that, you know, there was someone I could go to if I needed help or just, you know, someone overseeing because, you know, Jenna talked about the bruising, you know, there can also be some excessive bleeding, you know, if the patient is on blood thinners. So how did you feel about that, Diana? Did you have, you know, I'm sure you had your pharmacist looking on and,
Actually at that clinic, my director was with me and he just kind of like sat behind me and just made sure everything, but that first time I stuck somebody and they bled, oh my gosh, I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, they're never going to let me do this again. Yeah. But they didn't even care. You know, they're just like, get an alcohol wipe, wipe it up, put a Band-Aid on it. You're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Good support from your pharmacist. And thank you, pharmacists, for letting us practice on your arms.
Absolutely.
So Sandy, how about you, your turn? How many vaccinations have you administered and what are your feelings? How did you personally feel about, you know, prior to the first vaccination and how do you feel now?
Oh, well, I've only given roughly about 30 vaccinations, but I had a lot of part in, especially the paperwork part and just more of the interactions with the families and trying to get them comforted a little bit, like especially with smaller children that we were giving. There was a lot of anxiety and stuff with that. And a funny story, one time a whole family had come in. So there was three children and then the mom. Well, the one child was already about half in tears. So the pharmacist said, well, I'm just going to get her, but you go ahead and get the little boy, which was probably a couple years older than his little sister. And so he did just fine. And I was really kind of nervous since he was so little and he had this little tiny skinny arm, but he was just the sweetest thing. And he just did really fine. And there was hardly no blood or anything. Well, the little sister ended up having a temper tantrum and she was trying to run all over and she just was so flipped out. And this poor pharmacist, I said, thank you for taking that one because that was really hard.
Yeah. You know,
it was just so funny.
Yeah. I found that too. You know, one of the beautiful things about the position as a technician and the support of our pharmacist is that when I vaccinated, if there is a patient who, you know, it's funny, you've never really looked at an individual's arm the way you do now when you give a vaccination. But if there's someone I felt uncomfortable, you know, I just had to say, you know what, can I give this one to you and I'll take the next patient. Isn't that nice to have that support from the pharmacist to do that? Hey, I just want to talk maybe about a couple more things. So pharmacy technicians administering vaccination is relatively a new kind of skill set for pharmacy technicians. Now, there's some states who have you know, who have permitted it, certainly prior to Nebraska and prior to the PrEP Act that was put in place to help facilitate COVID needs. But still, I feel like, you know, relatively new. What advice or what words of wisdom would you give to a pharmacy technician who is maybe considering taking the training to be able to vaccinate, but kind of on the fence about it? Jenna, you go first.
I have nothing but words of encouragement for anything that you can learn within the scope of being a pharmacy technician, because it can only help you build your resume, build relationships with your colleagues and with your patient populations in all different settings. And I've had such positive experiences with all of the different areas of pharmacy that I have looked into, from vaccinating to compounding. So I just really encourage anyone with interest to really go for it, because any new experience that you have or any knowledge that you have is something that other people can't take away from you. And it makes your job more interesting.
Hey, those are great words of wisdom. And kind of like what Sandy was saying, let's say if someone completes vaccination training, but maybe they just really don't want to vaccinate. Like Sandy was saying, there's other ways to help, you know, to help with the patients, help them feel more comfortable, or with paperwork, and that training will help the individual understand the whole process, I think. To know where they can help other than actually, you know, administering the vaccination. Diana, your words of wisdom or pearls of wisdom.
Hit the right spot. No, like Jenna, it's just, it's so wonderful. I have a job that I absolutely love. I love this career that I've chosen, and anything that you can do to enhance that, to make more learning, it's just wonderful. It just, I don't know, it gives you a sense of pride. Right. And for anybody who really wants to get out there and do that, I would say go for it. Just do as much as you can. Learn as much as possible.
You bet. Sandy, how about you?
Yes, I say just go for every different class, any kind of education you can get. It not only helps all of your CE, but it gives you a lot more credibility with your bosses. I get to work, the pharmacist really kind of takes things that I say and actually helps me with the education-wise part of it. And she realizes all the training and stuff that I've been trying to do, and it gives her more respect for me, or, you know, I feel, or even more of a either a promotion or different opportunities. If I want to get like a different part-time job to help out here or there, or like since the COVID happened, you never know in the future what else we will be able to help with. And hopefully in the future, we'll be able to even do more duties in the pharmacy. And the possibilities are just endless on what you can learn, and just keep your mind open and just go for it, I think.
Right. Hey, neat. Thank you, Sandy. So, you know what, before we kind of log off and say goodbye, Jenna, I wondered if you could kind of give us a quick description or summary of your work for FEMA. There may be some technicians listening who are interested in that and maybe want to know how to get involved. Can you share some information about your work that you did?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it's ongoing right now, but I know that in times of emergency, FEMA will deploy volunteers to areas of need. And in February of 2021, I received an email after getting my vaccination certification saying that they were looking for pharmacy technicians, pharmacists, retired medical professionals to volunteer with FEMA in order to support the national vaccination goals. And I don't know if you remember, like on the news, we were talking about trying to get herd immunity and they were trying to hit certain benchmarks. So there were areas of need where they were deploying individuals to try to meet those vaccination quotas. And I was deployed to Virginia. We were doing vaccinations specifically in high schools. So we were working with high school students And each day was different because we had a different crew of professionals that had volunteered to help. So it was kind of like a ragtag, like pop-up pharmacy at each high school that we went to each day. And it was a really great career building moment for me because it was like having to create a team out of nothing each and every day and really learning how to collaborate and leverage people's knowledge and really get to know each other quickly and lean on people that you really didn't know, but you had to learn their credentials really quickly and ask the right questions and have point people. And it was kind of like being in the military from what I could imagine from the way that we were kind of shacked up.
You're talking military, you said deploy. So I'm impressed, Jenna. Yeah.
Yeah. And they did have the military there. We were working alongside the Navy. So the Navy had a program of medical professionals that were working alongside of us. So it did kind of feel like we were in the trenches with them, so to speak. And it was just such a rewarding experience to have all of these people from all different walks of life, people who are retired, retired nurses, doctors, people in the military, and we were all working towards a common goal and we were doing it for the nation. And a lot of what was on the news at that time was kind of doom and gloom and people had a lot of hesitation about the vaccine, but all of us were on the same page and it was really inspiring to work alongside of those professionals and really do all that we could to support the goals of our nation to try to get that herd immunity. As we know now, that didn't really happen. And it didn't happen quick enough, but we did what we could. And it was inspiring to also be giving hope to the communities of people who didn't know prior to us being there how they were going to get their vaccine or if they were going to have to pay for it or what they were going to do if they didn't have insurance. And we weren't charging people. It was a free pop-up clinic wherever we were. And even if people were just walking outside of the school, we would recruit them in to come get their vaccines. Right. So it was a really cool experience.
Okay, good. So maybe if someone listening is interested in that, maybe just go to FEMA website and there would be information. So what I am hearing collectively from the group is that prior to the first vaccine administration, we were all a little bit nervous, but now, you know, kind of old hats at it. And just like anything that we've never done before, you know, anything, we're a little bit nervous and then we get the hang of it. So one more question for all three of you. Is there, or give me one reason, let me rephrase it. Is there, or give me a reason why pharmacy technicians should not be able to vaccinate? Is there a reason why pharmacy technicians should not be able to vaccinate within their scope of practice?
I cannot think of why they shouldn't.
Thank you.
Me neither.
Thank you. I agree.
I think we should be able to do a lot more than we even do now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should be able to expand because I've only given COVID vaccinations since getting my vaccine certification. But I know in other channels of pharmacy, like community pharmacies, they're doing Shingrix shots and pneumonia shots. And I don't see why, since we have such a high population of people getting vaccines, that we should be limited to such a small scope when we have the ability to help in such a big way.
Right. Yay! Okay. Love it. Any parting words? I really appreciate the time you spent with me today. And I think that there'll be individuals who listen to this who are pharmacists who are maybe, you know, not quite sure if technicians should vaccinate. Maybe it adds to their plate, they think, instead of helping them because of the supervision. But what we want to say to those pharmacists is, you know, we can do it. We can vaccinate and we appreciate your support and we need your support and we can do it and kind of just give us a chance and watch what we can do, right?
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.